Injured soldiers returning from Iraq and Afghanistan have many obstacles to overcome. Now, an organization on the ski slopes of Colorado wants to add moguls to the list. Challenge Aspen is a nonprofit group that recently arranged for 6 disabled vets to get some physical and mental therapy at high elevations. Mitzi Rapkin of member station KAJX was there.
Once we get comfortable with each other at a high rate of speed, you're going to be going all the way over like this.
U.S. Navy Corpsman Brian Safford straps into a bi-ski. It looks like a reclining chair sitting atop 2 skis. His instructor, Rich Ganson, will be tethered behind him, guiding the downhill trip. Ganson works for Challenge Aspen and has been working with disabled skiers for 9 years. He warned Safford about the unexpected reactions that may occur on the journey down the powdery slope at the Snowmass ski area.
Our plan is for large smiles, possible yelling, whooping it up.
And they're off, true to Ganson's promise.
Bumps, powder, bumps.
While the two clock about 40 miles per hour speeding down the slope, falling is not an option. 20-year-old Safford has had 25 surgeries on his arm. About 6 months ago, a roadside bomb hit his armored vehicle as it was rolling down a dirt road near Fallujah, Iraq. His elbow was blown off. He has little use of his arm now. It's wrapped up like a foam package and sits in his lap as he rides the slopes. After the loneliness of the hospital and missing his crew in Iraq, he says the breath of fresh air in Aspen, particularly while cruising down the slopes, is truly exhilarating.
I've done a lot out here that I didn't think I'd be able to do. Like I was telling these guys, I'd like to come back here annually, you know, and do this because it boosts your spirits and your confidence and everything on what you can do, and it shows you your limits, so.
Challenge Aspen has been helping people with disabilities take to the slopes for 10 years. But program coordinator Stacy Burley says serving the new generation of veterans is uncharted ground.
We're really seeing that we're not as familiar with some of the disabilities that are occurring from things like gunshot wounds and shrapnel injuries and things like that. So we're really trying to open up our minds and our program to really meeting the needs of these new types of injuries, and also the psychological stuff that they're dealing with is just unimaginable. We can't even comprehend all the stuff that goes through their head.
Truman Muir Irwin was a specialist with the Army National Guard. When a bomb hit his vehicle in Baghdad, the left side of his body got peppered with shrapnel. A large piece blew a hole through his foot and left him with no tendons. He spent the week on a snowboard, a board specifically equipped with a stabilizing bar attached like a small handrail. He says the ski slopes helped him get back some of the physical confidence he enjoyed before the war.
I mean, all of us, we were all guys who were very physically active, strong, athletic, and suddenly we're physically changed in a way that we can't do a lot of the things that used to be very important to us. And people like the instructors here at Challenge Aspen are so incredibly important because they show you how you can go back to living life like you did before.
Muir Irwin says most of the guys couldn't imagine actually skiing with their disabilities, but they all took to the slopes every day and were almost too tired to go out at night, but not quite. For NPR News, I'm Mitzi Rapkin.